702.
Let's walk the talk.
So deep in the 100-acre wood, a new adventure is about to begin. Winnie the Pooh is once again in search of honey. But there is drama on the way. Christine Ludwig is going to tell us all about that. Christine is a musical director for Winnie the Pooh. Very good morning to you, Christine.
Hi, good morning, Jane.
Who doesn't love Winnie the Pooh? It must be one of the most popular stories around. I think the book sold something like 50 million copies.
Yeah, the stories are so special. And they can touch everyone from children to adults.
It's so beautiful. Okay, I want you to tell us more about the show. I'm just putting our numbers out there because I'd love people to get in touch with us. With the holidays happening at the moment, with the holidays coming up, what it is that they're going to be doing for their kids, with their kids. If they've got any tips, pass it our way. Our studio number is 011-883-0702 and our WhatsApp number is 072-702-1702. You can send us a message or leave a voice note and we will play it. Okay, Christine, so tell us about the presentation that's happening at the National Children's Theatre.
Well, Winnie the Pooh, our version is just such a special version. And especially if you come and join us at National Children's Theatre, we have the most amazing outdoor theatre. And you can come and have a picnic with your family and watch the...
Christine, all right, we are having sound issues and we shall get back to her. She's going to be telling us more about Winnie the Pooh kids. Christine, hello, we lost you there for a minute. Sorry, continue.
Oh, sorry about that. I was just saying that Winnie the Pooh is on the lookout for honey as that is seems to be his life motivation. And along the way, he falls into some trouble. And with the help of his friends, they get out of the trouble and he finds his honey at the end of it. It's a very sweet story.
And oh, you've spoiled the ending.
Oh!
No!
Did I really, though? I mean, you know, maybe...
There might be a bit of drama on the way.
Yes, maybe.
And I believe Christopher Robin is, am I spoiling the plot, saying that he's been captured?
Possibly. He has been captured by a very, very scary and fierce creature. But you'll have to go along and see for yourself. And will he be released is the tale.
All right, tell us how it plays out. Tell us about the live theatre involved and what other than a fantastic story, how they can expect it to play out.
Well, we have the most amazing cast, the most energetic cast, and what you'll see is the characters, I mean, the usual Winnie the Pooh characters, Eeyore, Tigger, Piglet, Kanga and Roo, and of course Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin, and very specially Christopher Robin is cast from the children of the workshop. So he's a child. We also have we have bees as well, which are all children from our workshop groups at the theatre. So there are children in the show as well as professional actors. And yes, all exploring and performing together through Winnie the Pooh.
And to watch, I mean, you can bring your chairs, your blankets, a real picnic vibe.
Yes, it's a special space at National Children's Theatre. You bring your picnics. We've got coffee. We've got treats on sale. Just sit outside in the sunshine, enjoying some wonderful theatre. We have rabbits that hop around the property, and you watch the bird life as you're watching the show. It's really a very special space.
Oh, lovely. And tell us a little bit about the National Children's Theatre. What's on usually? I mean, how frequently do you get to throw new gigs?
Well, at the moment, I mean, we're working towards immediately after this, we'll have The Hobbit, So that's almost ready for performance, which I think I'm looking forward to that very. I'm trying to, and then you've got so Moira Katz, the current CEO. She last year, and in fact, we were nominated for a lady for this. She adapted a book called Hope the Rhino, and we put that into a production. And she's doing the same again this year. We're adapting a book, a children's story written by a child, a published book, and we adapt that for the stage, and then have that performed. And so, in that way, bringing children really into theatre in another form. So that production's coming on. And then, we have a few little things coming in between. We have Matilda coming. Matilda's on now as well at the end of the month. They are brought out by some a children's youth theatre in Pretoria is spending some time with us and just showcasing their work as well.
Lovely. And this one, this is Sunday, March the 12th to April the 10th. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. That's correct. So that's Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Lovely. Christine Ludwig, it sounds wonderful. And I hope that many of our listeners this morning make their way over to see it.
Thank you for having me, and I hope to see everyone there.